Hello again. Welcome to Arias and Songs. I'm your host, Larry Johnson. This past March, I played multiple versions of Vici d'arte from Puccini's Tosca. I received more comments on this program than any I've presented so far. As I firmly believe that this program belongs to you, the listener, let's play Guess the Voice once again. This time, you will hear 11 versions of one of opera's most famous arias, La Donna e Mobile, from Verdi's Rigoletto. 11 distinct tenor voices and recordings of different lengths, different interpretations and styles. Granted, some of these artists will be a challenge to guess, but many should be familiar. The Duke of Mantua, a womanizer if there ever was one, tells us that women are fickle, always contrary, always sweet, in tears or in laughter, they change their minds and cannot be trusted. Well, I think we can safely say that women thought much the same of the Duke. So, social correctness aside, here is tenor number one. That should be an easy guess. Luciano Pavarotti with La Donna e Mobile from Verdi's Rigoletto. Richard Bonning conducted the London Symphony Orchestra. Here is tenor number two, and I'll give you a hint. Think Maria Callas.
Sempre un amabile leggiadro viso, il pianto in riso è menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più mal vento. Thank you.
fida, chi lo confida, mal cauto il core, pur mai non sentesi felice appieno, chi su quel seno non li va amore. La donna è mobil, qual più mal vento,
Did my hint help you recognize Giuseppe Di Stefano? He was heard with the orchestra of La Scala Milan, conducted by Tullio Serafin. Now our third tenor. This record goes back far in time, but is by one of the great tenors. That was Enrico Caruso, heard in 1908, singing La Donna Immobile from Rigoletto. We're playing Guess the Voice today on Arias and Songs. Well, if Caruso had a rival, it might be our next tenor.
Thank you. sera chi a lei s'affida, chi le confida, ma calto il cuore, ormai non sentesi felice il vino, che so dal sera ma libore, la donna immobile.
That was Jussi Björling, heard in 1936 as the Duke in Rigoletto. Nils Gravelius conducted. Now for a tenor very much in our ears today, but not a Verdi specialist.
Sempre un amabile leggiadro viso, impianto in riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, quai più mal vento, muta d'accento e di pensier. E di pensier. Affida, chi le confida, mai cauto il cuore, ormai non sentesi felice appieno, chi su quel seno non viva amore. La donna è mobile, qua più mal vento, muta d'accento.
La Donna e Mobile, sung by Juan Diego Flores with the Symphonic Orchestra of Milan, Giuseppe Verdi, led by Carlo Rizzi. Our next tenor sings so sweetly that he almost makes the Duke appealing and charming, but we know better.
Mobile, qual più mal vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero. Sempre una mobile, leggiadro viso, in pianto in riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più mal vento, muta d'accento. Di pensier di pensier
essa affida, chi le confida, malcauto il core, pur mai non sentesi felice a pieno, che su quel seno non li va amore. La donna è mobil, qual piuma al vento, muta d'acciaio.
Tenor Beniamino Gigli heard in a rather suave version of La Donna Immobile in 1934. Franco Ghione conducted the orchestra of La Scala Milan. I must admit, none of you will guess the next singer, but the recording is fascinating. This was an audition for Thomas Edison, one of many artists hoping to be hired by him and made in 1912 or 13. They were stored and forgotten in Edison's studios in Menlo Park, New Jersey, and left undisturbed until recently issued for collectors. The French tenor who created Werther for Massenet in Paris in 1893, Guillaume Ibos. The virtually deaf Thomas Edison said thumbs down and did not engage him to make records. Well, go figure. Now our eighth tenor, please.
Sempre una amabile, leggiadro viso, in pianto e riso, e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più maledetto, muta d'accento e di pensier. E di pensier. E sempre misero chi a lei s'affida, chi le confida, mal cauto il core, pur mai non sentesi felice a pieno, chi su quel seno non vive amore. La donna è mobile, qual più maledetto, muta da cielo e di pensier. E di pensier. E
That was Rolando Villazón, heard with the Munich Radio Orchestra, led by Marcello Viotto. Now for an American tenor who sang for many years with the Met.
La donna immobile, qual piova da vento, muto lo cento, e di pensiero, sempre la mobile, leggiadro viso, il pianto e il riso, e mezzo nero. La donna immobile, qual piova da vento, muto sentisi felice a pieno chi su quel seno non li va oltre la donna e mobil guardia benevento amore cielo e l'infenzia e l'infenzia.
That was Jan Pierce from a complete recording of Rigoletto conducted by Renato Cellini in 1950. Here is tenor number 10.
La donna è mobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero, sempre un amabile leggiadro viso, in pianto e riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento.
That was the light and lyrical tenor, Tito Skipa, heard in 1925. Now our last tenor.
vento e di pensiero, sempre un amabile leggiadro viso, in pianto e riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual piuma il vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero.
The always excellent Alfredo Kraus with the Philharmonic Orchestra led by Julius Riddell singing La Donna Immobile from Verdi's Rigoletto, which ends our game of Guess the Voice. This is Larry Johnson, feeling sure you need not hear this aria anytime soon. Comments are welcome at larry@wfmt.com, and our webpage is wfmt.com/ariesandsongs. Sydney Gillard is our producer-engineer. Thanks for listening, and join me next week for a program on opera conductor Tullio Serafin, here on Arias and Songs.